KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are joined this afternoon by Virginia Gonzalez. She's the Client Services Director for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and Jennifer Ward, the Community Outreach Director. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. We're glad to be here.
You guys have already coveted with me this morning or this afternoon. You were saying all this good stuff when we first sat down off the air, so now you have to repeat it.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
I don't think we have trouble.
Virginia, I'm going to ask you, I'll call it a dramatic question.
Sure.
Because I didn't realize before I had you on the show and Paula Gonzalez, Sister Gonzalez, as I affectionately call her.
Yes.
I didn't realize the terror. I didn't realize the emotions that go when a woman has an unplanned pregnancy. So will you give us an idea of the emotions and the panic that an unmarried Christian woman might feel when they find out they are pregnant?
Well, this is so timely. We just had our banquet, and we had a wonderful speaker, Rebecca Hagen. Her testimony and what she shared with us was exactly in this line. Any woman in a situation that's not planned or is facing something that she perceives to be a crisis, much less Christian women. I think for a Christian young girl or woman, it is more daunting because you're looking at what your parents are going to think. And many parents, like was shared in the testimony Rebecca had with us, her father told her, "You get pregnant, we're disowning you. We're going to throw you out of the house. This is enough already. This is ridiculous." She already had one child unplanned, and then the second one came along. Mm-hmm. And so those voices were in her head. And also, there's a perceived condemnation that the enemy places on us as believers. I've talked about it as being in my post-abortive situation and being in ministry for 15 years and never sharing that deep secret. There is a condemnation that comes along with being Christian that makes you think everyone's going to judge you.
But that message is not coming from God.
No, of course it isn't. And that's the key, is we have to remember that the voices that speak into our lives often are not from God himself. It's the enemy. And the enemy is the enemy of life itself. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill is one of the top three. So what's he going to do? He's going to invade our mind, and he's going to turn this perceived crisis into terror. And I can tell you that as you sit there and you're pregnant, you're young, you're whatever age you are, but it is unplanned or unintended, as I often say, there is a propensity to start overthinking everything. And so everything becomes right front and center, like putting a piece of paper to the front of your nose. You can't read what's on that paper when the paper is right in front of your nose. That's a crisis, because you can't decipher what's happening. Our job is to help women move that paper away so they can see the full picture. There is a full spectrum that they're not seeing. There's the life of their child. There's the future of their child. They can be brave. There's an opportunity here for the church to surround her, to bless her, to be there for her. But those are not the voices that you hear when you are in crisis, Christian or non-Christian.
So some of those voices, though, might be coming from an abortion clinic.
Sure.
And the medical professionals there. What are they telling a young person?
They are telling you that it is this quick, just very simple, to take the missed period pill. They're not even saying that it's an abortion pill anymore, Jim. It is a missed period pill. And all you need to do is log on to your phone, which is where we're all at, right, is on our phones. And they're telling you to log on to this website, and you just need to get the missed period pill so that you can get your period back. Just like that.
Yep, and get back to life as usual.
Right, and move on.
Yeah. Does it go back to usual, Jen?
Absolutely not.
It doesn't. Both of us can say that.
And the thing is, and the one thing that Virginia always says, is because the abortion pill, the medical abortion pill, is available, delivered to doorsteps now. They don't even need to walk into a medical facility any longer. That girl's home now becomes the abortion clinic.
That is scary.
It's very scary.
But you're both having both been post-abortive,
mm-hmm.
now making that part of your ministry, you can coach people and you can counsel people on how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Many times when I've talked about this subject, I'm thinking about a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't just happen to 16-year-old girls.
No.
A lot of unintended pregnancies with women of all ages.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Of all ages, married, unmarried.
Rape, incest. All kinds of different situations that can result in an unplanned, unintended pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, as believers, we know that life is divine. There is no accident. God knew us before the foundation of the earth. And every life matters. Every life should have the opportunity. And I get so saddened when I hear people say, well, you're just bringing another life into the world that's going to suffer and have all these issues. And then what if they end up in foster care? And there's all these arguments of, you know, well, why even give them a chance if their life is going to be hard anyway? Who has not lived a hard life? Did God say that we were going to be born into a perfect life? He told us that we're sinners. We fall short of the glory. Mm. This is a broken world. It's a beautiful world He created for us. It's a beautiful life that we have. It's not without struggles. It's not without difficulties. But everything, and you'll agree, Jim, and I know Jen will, that we have ever gone through in our entire life, God does not waste. He uses it.
Mm-hmm.
He uses it for His glory, for our testimony, to be able to speak life into other people's life and say, see what I went through? Look what I had done. Mm-hmm. Look at what I've experienced and look at what God is doing and using. Both Jen and I are post-abortive, and I'll tell mm-hmm. you what, one of the best things that could have ever happened to me is to work for CareNet. It is healing. It is restorative. It is empowering for me to be able to speak, not because I'm proud of what I did. It is empowering me to speak truth in love to other women and men about abortion, because it's killing a life. It's killing an entire generation of people that will never exist.
I don't want to be insensitive, mm-hmm. but I do want to talk about, if for lack of a better term, the math. So we just talked about this burst of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Unintended pregnancy happens to a woman, young, middle-aged, old, doesn't matter. And we use the example of a Christian woman, a person of faith. So they're already convicted of having had a sexual relationship. They have that conviction. But then they're afraid of the judgment and some other things. By the way, we do need churches to be sensitive. You know, the Bible says, when any of you is caught in any trespass, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Lest you also be tempted.
Right.
So I think it's important that we understand how to love people, even when they blow it.
Right.
And I will tell you, parents, and I have 5 kids, so I feel like I have the right to say this. I'm going to love my kids no matter what.
Amen.
I don't care what the sin is. I'm loving my kids no matter what. God gave them to me. I'm steward over them to a certain point in their lives. Now they're all adults doing well, thank God. But, you know, I'm not going to disown my children.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen. And I recognize that there's difficult children. I've got friends that have, you know, crazy children. But mm-hmm. I believe that love overcomes that. And that's really ultimately the purpose. So here's the math equation. You find out that you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
How far along do you have to be before you can really take a test? 6 weeks?
Preferably.
Somewhere around there?
Mm-hmm.
So you're 6 weeks into this, and you find out that you're pregnant. You have this just an influx of terror and fear and you shame, and you don't want anybody to know.
That's
so
real.
So the powers that be have made it so you can buy a pill that we call the abortion pill, but you call it the
missed period pill. That's the marketing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the advertisers and the marketing and even the doctors that are part of an abortion business, if you will, are going to say, yeah, you're going to be fine. It's just going to be over. You're not even going to think about it down the road. So think about that math. Think mm-hmm. about the 5, 6, 10 things that go with that scenario.
Yeah.
You're saying that the math doesn't add up,
mm-hmm.
that what happens after you do that is an equation of hurt and pain and thoughts and things exactly. that you don't want to have for the rest of your life.
Right. So it's nobody coaches you in that clinic for a month from now when you're by yourself and something triggers you. And it can be driving past that particular clinic. It could be attending a family or friend's baby shower years down the road. It could be you finding yourself married and in a new lifestyle and trying to get pregnant. All of these things, Jim, are going to be triggers for the rest of your life. And nobody's telling you that at the moment. They're just telling you, take this pill and move on with life. Mm-hmm. Go find your dreams mm-hmm. and go, you know, do whatever you were doing before this, and everything's just going to fall right into place. But they don't talk to you about those triggers that are going to happen, not if, it's when.
Yep, they are. Mm-hmm. And good example, do the abortion pill or have an abortion. And then in my case, I couldn't go to baby showers for the longest time, especially right after, because that little baby was a reminder of what I just did. And it was too condemning at the time. Mm-hmm. And then also, as the years go by, these triggers that Jen's talking about, it is really, even now, I would have a son or a daughter that's about 35. My son that died, I talked about him before.
Yes.
He fell from a cliff and died in 2020. But it was 5 years later after him that I had the abortion. So I would have another child about 35, 36. And there's a connection because there's youth and young people at church, people I work with, people that I meet. Mm. And instantly I realize I could have a daughter her age. I could have a son his age.
Okay, so this pain is there, but it's not overcoming you.
No.
It's actually energizing your ministry. Would
Absolutely.
That be fair?
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
Virginia, what are you asking people in this situation to do?
I'm asking them to consider all their options. When the other side says pro-choice, they are not pro-choice. We are the pro-choice organization, truthfully, because we don't strong-arm anyone. We're here to help you make an informed choice. It is your choice, just like receiving Christ or rejecting Christ, just like making a decision about your body. It is your body, truthfully, but we're here to help you make an informed choice. We want to give you truth. We want to give you information about the procedures that are done, the risks that are involved. We also want to give you the information about what we can do to help you. Because I can tell you, New Mexico, there is no reason for any woman to ever think that she cannot have her child. We have more resources. We are, quote, a welfare state. We have between Precious Beginnings at Presbyterian, if you have their insurance, or Loveless, if you don't have insurance, they have Labor of Love. You go to them. They have a whole case management system. They will make sure you get a doctor, you get resources, birthing classes, the whole nine yards. And then here we are, Pregnancy Center. We do everything for free. Plus, we want you to come back, participate in a learning program that helps you be a better parent, that helps you understand the process you're going through becoming a parent, and in your co-relationships, in your marriage. And while you're doing that, you're earning the ability to get wipes and diapers, which are very expensive. And then we have baby boutiques, which allow you to get clothing and materials for your child free. Mm-hmm. So this thought that says, my career's on hold, or I'm never going to become, and my dreams are over. No, they're not. This is a speed bump. You
that's
still
it.
Accomplish.
That's it.
That's right. Right.
Absolutely.
Jen?
It's just, and then that's what we want to make sure that girls and young men know, that it's not, doesn't stop. It just might put things on hold for a moment,
mm-hmm.
but you're able to pick right back up where you left off, whatever you're, if you're in school, if you're focused on your career, whatever it is, it's just a speed bump. That's
oh
it.
Gosh. And now you have a little fan. Just think about
right.
that. By the time you get through all this, this kid's going to grow up and say, look what my mom did. Look what my dad did.
Right.
Children are a heritage from the Lord. It is a high calling to be a parent. It is a blessing. Mm. It is not a curse. The enemy has totally changed this culture and taught us that family and legacy are not a blessing, and it's contrary. It is totally, you know this, being a father of five kids, right, Jim?
I have four great children and one other.
And he's looking right at her.
And my daughter's looking right at me wondering, which one is the other? Hey, we're with Virginia Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward. They're with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm fascinated with everything you've had to say today. I know there's people that need some love. They may be considering terminating a pregnancy. They may have already done it. Mm-hmm. CareNet's going to love you no matter what.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
In the heart of the Las Cruces area, Mesilla Valley Christian School supports the home, church, and community by equipping the next generation of godly servant leaders with an exceptional Christ-centered college preparatory education. Our curriculum is founded on a Christian worldview to establish high academic standards and mature conduct. The Christ-committed staff inspires students to have faith in Jesus and become lifelong disciples through the study of His Word. Mesilla Valley Christian School fosters a positive learning environment where servanthood, teamwork, and leadership are promoted. Here's Dr. John Foreman.
I've told our students here many times, I said, guys, you'll find this out as an adult. God wants you to walk in faith, and He works the unity. Satan wants you to live in fear, and He works the division. I said, notice the difference.
Mesilla Valley Christian School, graduating servant leaders to be lights of the world in college and career endeavors. MVCSonline.com.
Finding the right school for your child is more important than ever. A school where kids are loved and kept safe, where Christian principles are upheld, and a strong academic foundation is built. Calvary Elementary, a Christian school seeking to nurture the academic, physical, spiritual, and social needs of your student. Now accepting students grades kindergarten through third grade. Details at Calvary Church Elementary.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Virginia Gonzalez is the Client Services Director for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Jennifer Ward is the Community Outreach Director. Both ladies in studio. I'm very emotional about our first segment. I thought you both did a great job. Tell us about the highlights, Jennifer, of your 39th annual fundraising banquet. That was on April 21st.
Oh, it was beautiful. First of all, I just have to say I am so amazed at what God, just how beautiful the event came together and how the community showed up. I mean, it was an event venue that holds 800 people, and we were at, 90% capacity?
Oh, at least.
And it was just an amazing night, beautiful event. And our speaker was just phenomenal.
Well, and again, you mentioned Rebecca Hagen, and she had many of the same experiences that you've both had.
She did,
in your lives. I find that it's very powerful for people, Christians that I know, that are just open about things, sin in their lives, that God is now using in a wonderful way. Do you want to give people hope? Like, let's say that. And I hate to come up with hypotheticals that are hurtful. I would never do that on purpose. But let's say that you're listening to this program right now and you had an abortion last month. Is there still love available for you at CareNet?
100%.
And is it you need to love on people, maybe even more?
So what we offer is a program called Morning to Joy. And we take women through that are post-abortive through a weekend of just faith and healing. I went through it last June. Even though I had healed from my abortion years ago, Virginia, being the client services director, said, I think it would be a good idea for you to go through Morning to Joy. And so I went through it, and man, what a powerful weekend. Hearing other women's stories, other post-abortive women, being able to connect, and then being able, I always say this, to share with one another and turn our mess into a message. And that's really what I continue to tell folks is, God, again, Virginia mentioned it earlier, there are no mistakes. And everything that we do, God will turn it into good. And to be able to share that weekend, it was intimate. There was three of us, including the two teachers, so five of us, and you really dig deep. And I'll tell you what, those were friendships that will last forever. Mm-hmm. But you could tell also that each one of us was at a different stage in our healing process, and you learn from that as well.
Jennifer, how common is abortion in New Mexico?
Very common. It is very common, and I'll tell you why. New Mexico is known as the abortion capital of the country. Mm-hmm. And so it is...
One more list. Not a good list, by the way, that we're at the top of.
Abortion destination is what we're called.
So think about your vacation destination conversations. Women right now, Jim, are having conversations that New Mexico is the abortion destination.
Yep.
And there are charities, there are even faith-based charities, quote-unquote, that are sending women from other states like Texas here. They will put them up in a hotel. They will Uber them to the clinics. They will Uber them back to the hotel. They will Uber them back to the airport. I mean, it is literally, it's strategic, unfortunately.
Do you make a lot of money when you stop somebody from terminating a pregnancy?
We make no money at all.
None.
We don't. We're nonprofit.
What about the people that are doing the abortions? Are they making money?
Oui.
No.
The people doing the abortions are.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're the ones that are performing
so my point
the abortions
is,
are 100% making money.
Yeah, I hate to go to the math again, but this is a business, a multi-billion dollar business to take the lives of babies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you are a nonprofit 501c3 ministry. All of your services are free to your clients.
They're 100% donor funded.
If somebody wants to find out they're pregnant, can they call you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What do you do?
Make them an appointment, and we do a pregnancy test for free. we are a limited medical clinic, so we are not a full OBGYN, but what we do provide is permission-based, and they're free, confidential. They just need to call our office and make an appointment. Same thing for the abortion pill reversal. They can call us, or they can call the 24-hour hotline through, it's called abortionpillreversal.com. They can go online, or they can call the hotline as well. Mm-hmm. And 877, let's see, I'm older. You wouldn't know that from radio because you can't see me. But 558-0333. If you know of anyone who has taken it, the sooner that they get to us, the better chance we have to help them save the baby. Everything, ultrasounds are free, STI testing, which is sexually transmitted infections. We are limited. We only do chlamydia and gonorrhea, but we can send you to the local health clinic to test for further if they need to draw blood. But we do as much as we can to help a woman see her baby, know her choices, like I said earlier. Ours is to educate, not to strong arm. Obviously, Jen and I would love nothing more than to sit a woman down and really lay it out to her and tell her exactly what we've been through, and you don't want to do this, and you know, the grandma nana or the auntie comes out in us, but that's not who we are. We are here to love, support, and it's really compassion, hope, and help.
What if somebody you meet with yesterday goes and has... terminates pregnancy.
And you know what we tell
them? And 2 days later, they're hurting and they come back to you. How are you going to treat them?
We have that.
It
happens.
All the time.
It's common.
Mm-hmm.
We just, I will say, within the last month, we had a client come in. She didn't share her full story. She got her pregnancy test. We thought she was going to carry, no problem. She came back 2 days later and told us that she had gone to the abortion clinic and gotten her pill, and she had regretted it, and she came back to us so that we could give her the abortion pill reversal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And
this was the first week in April.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I talked about it at the banquet. She actually came back on April 7th for an ultrasound. So this is what we're able to do. We do the abortion pill reversal, which is high levels of testosterone, right? Progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
Progesterone. And that's what feeds the baby. Well, the first pill cuts that off and starves the baby. Second pill starts a contraction to eject the baby, and that's the abortion. But if they get to us right away, we can intervene really quickly. So she came back on April 7th, and our sonographer recorded a 134 beats per minute on the baby. So the baby was doing well. Mm-hmm. She came back again on the 14th of April, and we were able to measure 156 beats per minute. So
yes,
the baby is thriving. Mama's doing well. But that's a real success story, and they do happen. But going back to what you said, all the time. In fact, one of the things that when we talk to the volunteers and we do in-service training is we always talk about letting them know, no matter what you decide, we are here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Please come to us. Let us know how we can help you. We do everything we can to help them choose life before they leave. If they get to see the ultrasound, I don't know what the statistics is, but it's very high that they will choose life. Because once
Dan Rosecrans, who runs your fatherhood
program.
He told us on a past show that if a woman looks at her ultrasound, that as much as 85% of the women that look at those decide not to terminate their pregnancy because they recognize that that is a living human being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
Fingers, toes, head, hands, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. The heartbeat.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the
pretty
most
amazing stuff. But all the fundraising things that we do, like Jen said, is all everything is donor supported. We are grateful. Again, the banquet was such a success. Being on this side of the last couple of years that we've been through, I have to say it was such a beautiful blessing to be in a room with like-minded life, just warriors for life. It was really electric in there. You could feel the Holy Spirit. We had it at here in town at the Marriott. And the speaker was so dynamic and sharing her testimony. Again, not proud of what we've been through, but utilizing the experiences that we've gone through. And in her instance, she did not have an abortion. She did the abortion pill, and it was a successful reversal. And she now has, what, four?
She has four children, yeah.
Four children.
Yep.
And
wow.
Including the one that she had taken the abortion pill. So the money that God provides for this ministry is truly going to save lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it our father owns a cattle on a thousand hills, and yet the abortion industry is a mill of millions and billions of dollars that are being poured into by billionaires like Warren Buffett. And Bezos' wife made I don't know how many millions of dollars of donation to Planned Parenthood, and yet they still charge for their services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's incredible what is happening in the war. This is war.
It is.
Between life and killing babies. I've had a couple of people on the show. I had a gentleman, it's a local pastor in Albuquerque. His name is Clarence Washington. He wrote a four-volume book set called Hijacked, How Dr. King's Dream Became a Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a black pastor,
mm-hmm.
and he says that abortion is genocide of black citizens in our country.
It is.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tragic to think about the doctors and the lawyers and the moms and the dads that have been taken from us because of abortion.
That's what Margaret Sanger set out to do in the 1960s and 70s. That was her eugenics plan, to get rid of the undesirables. If you look at the placement of all the abortion clinics in the country, they are in the poorest neighborhoods of our town.
Yeah,
they're
Pastor Washington, he's pointed that out as well. It's a marketing strategy.
It is 100% a marketing strategy.
Absolutely crazy. Hey, good news. You have a baby shower and some open house stuff coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the banquet is now under our belt. I will say, I just want to share something real quick. We just, this is preliminary, but have raised $147,000 to go back into our center. So praise God, just as Virginia mentioned, that is 100% donor funded. And we are just so thankful that the community is coming alongside CareNet, because Jim, my goal as the community outreach director is by the end of 2022, people are going to know who CareNet is, what we do, and what services we provide. We are going to get that footprint in the community. And as collectively as a whole, we're working hard. And so April banquet is under our belt. May starts off, we are partnering with Family Life Radio to do 4 baby showers and open houses. So what our baby showers do, the center directors of all of our clinics partner with their community. So our Edgewood Center, our Las Lunas Center, Rio Rancho, and in Northeast Heights partner with the community, and we have drop-off locations. They can go to familyliferadio.com and pull up Baby Shower 2022, and they will be able to see, depending on where they live in the community, what drop-off locations they have. There's churches. There's, there's community businesses. I think we counted 39 drop-off stations this year, which is our largest that we've had in quite some time. But we have them throughout the month of May, and then every weekend in the month of May, if I can
help yourself.
We have baby showers and open houses so that the community can come alongside to see exactly what their CareNet.
You have 4 centers.
We have 4 brick and mortar and 1 medical mobile unit. So in the month of May, May 6th and 7th, Rio Rancho will have theirs on the 6th. Albuquerque will have theirs on the 7th. Edgewood on May 14th and Las Lunas on May 20th. And if you live in that vicinity, you can go to carenetabq.org, look up the dates, the times, and the locations, and we'll be able to tour you in our clinics so that way you can see exactly from start to finish what these moms and dads come in, what they're able to do, what services we provide. You can see all of our new ultrasound machines. I mean, just so many things. Again, from the community, and they were supplied by donors.
Awesome. Virginia Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward, they're from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We'll be back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
The desire to fit in, to be thought of as normal, is a basic human instinct. But would you believe that children as young as 3 years old already want to follow the crowd and fit in with the group? That's what researchers found in a Duke University study. Yet in the Bible, we learn that some of the people who've made the most impact have done so by defying normal. Here's Skip Heitzig.
I think the Bible calls us to a holy defiance of the status quo. Paul the Apostle said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
So what does it take to go from conformed to transformed? Find out in Pastor Skip's book, Defying Normal. Our thanks to you when you give $35 or more to help expand this Bible teaching ministry. And when you give today, we'll also include the booklet, What on Earth Am I Here For? By Rick Warren. Get your copies of these 2 bold resources when you call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
I just want you to know this book is a spiritual book. This book is a spiritual book, listen to me carefully, or you'll never understand the Bible, written by a spiritual being to spiritual beings. That's why scientists are having such a hard time understanding. The natural mind can't understand it. It can only be spiritually discerned. Okay, so there are so many spiritual meanings in this book, spiritual meanings, that boy, if you ever get in it, and you see the spiritual meanings, you won't be able to put this thing down. I promise you. It's not a history book. It's not a literature book. It's an autobiography from God. God himself gave us this book.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
You're listening listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Virginia and Jennifer with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio with us. Virginia, have you gotten to know women that have lived with the hurt of abortion for many, many years?
Absolutely. Many of them are volunteers, to be honest with you. I know we'll talk about that a little bit more, but a lot of women hold this as a secret, and I find the older generations are the ones that are harder to let go and share this secret with anyone. I have the privilege of meeting every volunteer as part of my position. I get to meet every volunteer that comes through, male and female. I hand the males off to Dan Rosecrans because I am a female, and it's not my job to lead men, but it is my job to be the overseer of that ministry. However, I work in tandem with Dan. Now, as far as the volunteers in the other aspect, I usually get their application. We have a conversation on the phone. Once I get the application, I schedule an interview. And during the interview, there are some poignant questions that I ask. It's about six, usually about relationship with the Lord. But there's two others that are really important. And number one is, you got to have a biblical worldview. Number two, is there any reason that a woman should ever have an abortion? And there's an obvious answer to most of us, but in bringing that out, often there is discomfort because the other question I ask is, have you ever had an abortion? And it's a hard question to ask, but I smile sweetly and say, I must ask you this. This is a ministry where we're in the front lines of abortion. And if you have not dealt with this, it will crush you. The enemy will use this against you. Mm-hmm. So what is in the dark has to come into the light. Have you ever had an abortion? I had a volunteer recently, and she was a very much older woman, and she looked at me like I slapped her in the face when I asked her. Mm. And it was very apparent that she was not comfortable, and I said, I'm sorry, but I have to ask you, and you must answer truthfully. And she says, I really don't want to answer. And I said, if you cannot answer me straight, this is one area that we need to discuss and we need to pray because you need to deal with this. Well, long story short, 64 years prior, she had an abortion and I was the first person she had ever admitted it to. And she broke down and completely had a meltdown in the interview with me. Praise the Lord for that. You know why? Because I'm a safe place for her. The Lord yes. loves her. The Lord wanted her to be restored. It wasn't even about her being a volunteer. She was drawn there so that God could help her work through this. And mm-hmm. our center director, during the time she was interested, worked with her and worked with me. And we have since tried to get her into some post-abortive counseling. And she's not volunteering yet. She's not ready, she admits. But this is the beginning of restoration awesome. And healing for a woman who, quite frankly, was going to go to her grave with so much pain that was so unnecessary. Yes, women struggle and have pain all the time because mm-hmm. of, and it may not hit them a month after, but it will hit them
so
eventually.
So what do they have to do to be free of them?
You know, it is just like the way God is, easy. And we make it so complicated, right? We want to clean ourselves up. We want to look a certain way before we come to him. And he says, come as you are.
Yes,
and that's what he says. Right. As a post-abortive woman, we grapple with what we've done in our past. But the bottom line is he wants us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. He loves us. He doesn't want us to go through anything. Just submit. That's it. Surrender. And once it's in the light, it is... What does it say? The truth sets you free, and then you are free indeed. There is a mm-hmm. freedom that comes with surrendering that.
Amen. Have you ever had a child that was born because of the services provided by CareNet that has come back and said, thank you for helping my mom?
I hope to live long enough to see that happen. I have not yet. I'm so new to my position, but I have... talk to people on the street that says, my mom chose life. And because of her, we graduated college together and things like that. I've heard testimonies. So not directly related to CareNet, but I do know that women have come and brought their babies.
Yeah, they bring their babies. That's for sure. Especially, you know, if they're still going through our parenting programs and things like that. And we've seen, you know, we come alongside women and their children all the way up until their children are 3 years old. But we also have women that come back. So they might, you know, we might have seen their first child at, you know, is now 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. And they found themselves in an unplanned pregnancy situation again. We're right there to help them again.
You know, we were talking about people that are pro-choice and the war between people that are pro-life and pro-choice. And everybody that I know that's pro-life is gracious. They're kind. They're loving. But they're also courageous in the face of threats and other things that the so-called pro-choice side of this equation promulgates on all of us, really, that have ever stood up for life. When you use the word baby, it reminded me of the war of words. So you go to an abortion clinic, they don't call the fetus a fetus or the baby a baby. They call it a product of conception.
Right.
Or a mass of cells or something other than a living human being.
Right. That's correct. A fetus, they'll call it a clump of cells. So there's no viable life at an abortion clinic.
Yeah, which is just completely false. I mean, it just isn't right. It's just not true.
Absolutely wrong.
And again, I get back to, I shared this, and again, none of us are proud of the sin in our life, but I could have gotten a woman pregnant when I was younger. I'm not aware that I did, but I think about that all the time. I mean, could I have caused great distress for somebody because of my actions as a man? So are men involved in this process? Are they supporting their partners? Is that normal?
We need our men. We need them involved. Statistically, their involvement in the child's life, in the woman's life, they're a big voice as to whether she chooses life or chooses an abortion. Men have great influence. They always have. Biblically, we know that's true. They are to be leaders of our home, priests of our families, et cetera, and so forth. They've been absent. We've asked them to step away. We've told them that it's our body, our choice. And so they'll throw their hands in the air. And oftentimes we will hear them say that to us at the sidewalk when we're down there. Well, it's her body, her choice. And the bottom line is it took two people to make that child. And he has and should have the ability to be involved. We need to get our men back to a place of empowerment and love and support and protection. They're leaders. We look to them. I'm a strong woman. Jen's a strong woman. But I submit to my husband's authority because God tells me to. I trust that God knows best. And I trust my husband wants the best for me. Now, not all these relationships are ideal. A lot of them are, you know, quote, baby daddies. They got her pregnant. And with friends with benefits nowadays, people are, you know, being promiscuous like never before. So the attachment to the person is not there like it was maybe 20, 30 years ago. But however, as a male, God innately made you to go forth and multiply. There is something in a man. There's a pridefulness when you're a father. There is an innate, just the same as a woman who's pregnant. Our body changes, and there is such an honor in carrying life. There's no other creature on planet Earth that cognitively understands what life is the way God intended it to be than a woman, because she carries it for 9 months. And nurtures it with her body and feeds it with her breasts. And yet men also are part of that process. So when a child is born, a man is very prideful, should be very prideful. This is my son. This is my child. You know, we're going to go fishing. We're going to go whatever, ballerina classes. Though all these hopeful things should come into our minds. Those have been taken from us by the culture that tells us that a child is inconvenient, that our careers, our selfishness, and our dreams are more important than family, the very thing that God made us to be.
So good.
Amen. Virginia and Jennifer are with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We're going to come back and talk about their very interesting ministry called the Medical Mobile Unit.
Yes.
We'll be back after these messages.
Christians live by faith, but when it comes to finances, that faith can be tested. Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. Let's call it the fear factor. You're worried that you won't be able to pay the bills, fix the car when it breaks down, or save for the future. When fear gets the better of us, we insist on taking charge. But the Bible is clear about the importance of trusting God for everything. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus tells his disciples that God will provide all they need, saying, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." We must do our part, following God's principles for managing money and working diligently. But we must trust God to do the rest. He will provide. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Here's Skip Heitzig with the thought-provoking point to open this hotspot.
Sanctification is a progressive work of both God and man that makes me more free from sin and more like Jesus Christ.
Hotspot. Listen as Skip takes us a step further.
That is, we are not passive when it comes to our sanctification. We don't just kick back, let go, and let God. We have to actively cooperate with the Holy Spirit for victory. Victory.
Find a full library of teachings by Skip through the Bible at connectwithskip.com.
Don't let sin reign. Reckon yourselves to be dead. Reckon yourselves alive to God. This talks of cooperation.
Skip has some strong bullet points to close this hotspot.
God wants to do it. God gives us power to do it, power to grow, power to mature. We have to cooperate with that.
Cooperate with that. Hotspot. On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Virginia Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. It's been quite a 45 minutes so far today,
wow,
ladies. And now we're going to talk about the Medical Mobile Unit. They have a very interesting ministry. Tell us about that.
Wonderful. The Medical Mobile Unit is our center on wheels. It goes everywhere. We have a special thing we're doing tomorrow. I'll mention it here in a little bit. But basically what we do is go out into the community and, first of all, Southwest Women's Options, the Abortion Up Until Birth Clinic down on Lomas. They park out there a couple times a week between the director, Rebecca Otero, and Mia Mesh, who is our nurse sonographer, amazing team, and our client advocates that volunteer. They stand with the Compassion Crew. That's our people that volunteer, are trained to stand and pray and lovingly, because everything we do is in love.
So are your volunteers screaming at people walking in?
No,
absolutely not.
No, they're all, they pray a lot, I can tell you, and ask God for words, that word that would change her heart. That word that would get his attention and allow them the opportunity to just talk to them and share information. Come and give us a chance. You can always go to the appointment. The appointment will be there.
So, Virginia, you're talking about Southwest Women's Options, and we should define what they do.
Abortions.
You can have an abortion up until the day that baby is to be born.
Yes,
correct.
The website says,
so that's a fully grown, viable baby. It's not a mass of cells.
No, never
and
was.
And their marketing strategies are pretty key. So you have to be a little bit on your game, but Southwest Women's Options, they provide no options. They are 100% an abortion clinic.
Period.
That's it.
So they're not saying, hey, can we give you a consultation? And then we think for your good that you ought to go over to CareNet and talk with them because we really want you to make the best decision for you. That's not a conversation they're going to have.
Absolutely not.
No. Their service provision is abortions. That's their goal. If you go to their website, you will see that they have abortion up to 34 weeks and further, I don't remember the exact wording, but it says, and beyond with consultation. So, up until birth, they will do an abortion.
Yeah, it's scary for me to understand spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
How someone can just rationalize or justify it's okay to take that life. If you've let that person grow inside of you that long,
I
can only imagine mentally and spiritually what happens if you terminate the pregnancy at that point.
It's a tough thing. Also at the same time, as you try to rationalize crisis in anyone's life, crisis is different to everyone. Crisis can be standing on a ledge because I'm scared of heights and my legs are weak. Crisis, it takes many different forms. The key for us is to have empathy, is to understand and try to meet her where she's at and him. A lot of times these people that are coming to us that are later in their pregnancy are coming to the abortion clinic because they've been told by medical person that the child is medically compromised, whatever that looks like.
But you'll do an ultrasound for that person for free.
Sure.
100%.
Even in the medical mobile unit.
And get them a second opinion. Our doctors will take them and give them a second opinion. And often that's what we try to ask them is, have you gotten a second opinion? I've mentioned it on the show before. There's two favorite examples I always give. That's Tim Tebow and Andre Bocelli. He's the opera singer. He's blind. But, oh my gosh, our world would have been absent of the most beautiful voice in opera that I love. And I'm not an opera girl, believe me. I'm a crazy chick. But I love to listen to his Christmas music. He's beautiful. Then Tim Tebow. I mean, the voice for trafficking, and then his talent as an athlete. He's amazing. And they told both of their mothers that these boys would not be born healthy and that they would be a burden, and who knows all the things. They both have their testimonies online.
Let's go back to what we talked about in the very first segment. All you're asking is to give people a second opinion.
Right.
And to have them look at what you have to offer.
That's right.
Yeah. And at no cost.
None.
Yeah, it's free. It's confidential. We want to provide you a second opinion. We want to A, make sure that you're pregnant. B, how far along are you? Let's get you an ultrasound. And then when she walks out that door, Jim, just as Virginia mentioned, that's her choice.
If you are sexually active,
mm-hmm.
how important is it to get tested for STIs?
Oh, goodness.
It's very important.
Goodness.
It is. Again, we're another list for New Mexico. But the country as a whole, in the pandemic, when we were supposed to social distance, is when we saw a rise across the country in both chlamydia and gonorrhea. And
oh, that's surprising.
Yeah. So, you know, the contracting of STDs is very common. It's prevalent. But then if a mother becomes pregnant, she has to be tested because depending on what kind of STI or STD she has, that could then flow over into her child.
Now, are the STIs pretty much curable if you, so
they are.
Let's say you're a student at the university, you've been doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to CareNet and get tested.
Yes.
And then obviously you don't do the treatment, but they can get treatment as soon as they need it.
Yes, we get them connected to the treatment that they need. One of the important things about STIs and STDs, Jen mentioned, it can affect the child, the growing and developing baby. But say they come in and they're not pregnant and it's just a sexually active individual and they're concerned for maybe multiple partners. And we have that happen often. Again, no judgment. We're all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference between us and them is we know how bad as sinners we are because we're saved by grace. But when they come in, one of the biggest things we have to help them understand is untreated STIs long-term have a real effect on your health. And they can sterilize you mm-hmm. so that you, I mean, it's bad enough to have an abortion and have the scarring and physical, mental, emotional, and all of these things that you go through. But an STI has the same ability. It can rob you from mm-hmm. Good physical health as you get older or if you decide to have children at a later date.
I'm thinking about men in the equation mm-hmm. of pregnancy. There's actually a very funny bit by a comedian named Jim Gaffigan that I really like. And he talks about women can birth another human being through their body, feed the person through their body, all these amazing things. And then he says, very humorously, man's contribution to life isn't really very significant. It's about 4 minutes doing something that he thinks about 24 hours a day. And I know that is, you know, I'm not making comedy of sin, but it's true in some ways. Mm-hmm. And so I think that men need to step up.
I do.
Spiritually.
They do.
And they need to understand what their role is, what their responsibility is, that this isn't just something that happens casually, even though you might think it's that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that.
Gosh, right. We want to respect and love our men. I can't tell you when I see a dad with his son at the park or a dad with his little girl at Dairy Queen. And then just the other day I was shopping at the mall looking for an outfit and the dad with his teenage daughter shopping for prom. Mm-hmm. And he's telling her things like, honey, that one's a little too revealing. But dad, honey, I know. Well, maybe we can find something to go underneath, like a cami. He goes, I don't know what a cami is, but we'll look at it. And the little girl walks away and he stands there and I looked at him and I said, God bless you, dad. God bless you for teaching your daughter, modesty and being a dad enough to take her shopping. And he goes, oh, thank you. But see, we've forgotten to recognize our men and give them the respect that they're due. So they're not rising to the bar that they should be. And we need to hold them accountable by not telling them, but by demonstrating it through noticing when they are doing good things. And I do that a lot in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Jennifer, your website is CareNet, CareNet, ABQ.org.
Mm-hmm.
How can businesses, churches, and individuals help you financially?
Well, they, again, just everything we share today, Jim, they can come alongside of us. And the great thing about CareNet is if there is a particular individual who, let's say, for instance, has a soft spot for the medical mobile unit, they can make sure that their donations go directly to that medical mobile unit. They can make sure their donations are designated anywhere in the organization that they want it to be. I mean, it doesn't just go into the fund, right? A general fund. There are several donors that do say, hey, put it where it's needed. But that's the one thing I love about CareNet is that they can designate their donations. Second, they're providing life-saving materials for our community. So again, the heartbeat bill passed in Texas. That doesn't mean abortion stopped. That just means that Texas girls are coming to New Mexico.
Yeah, there's a highway from Texas to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. And in the event that Roe v. Wade gets overturned, Jim, that means absolutely nothing for New Mexico.
Mm-mm.
It's business as usual. And all that's doing, and we've heard already that Planned Parenthood is bringing 5 more clinics to our city. 5.
Wow. Well, the baby shower and open houses is a good way to donate
yes.
as well.
Oh, yeah.
You can donate diapers, clothes,
wipes,
formula,
baby hygiene items,
toys.
Yeah, we'll take toys. I mean,
well, they've got to be, you know,
I will say, and I will plug Calvary Albuquerque for their toy drive in, for the holidays. They equipped our entire center, all of our centers with toys. So we're very thankful for that.
Always great to see both of you. Thank you so much for your ministry, and God bless you.
Thanks, Jim. God bless you as well.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.